Punks vs. Zombies by John Cronshaw, Episode 23, Chapter 47. Tommy eased them back onto the winding mountain road. In the side mirror, he could see the others following behind. Sheer cliffs dropped away on one side, the rising peaks of the Rockies sloping up on the other. The road twisted and turned, barely wide enough for both vans. One slip, and they'd be tumbling down the mountainside. Tommy took the hairpin turn slow and steady, hyper-aware of every bump and slide the vans made on the icy road. Beside him, Layla braced one hand against the dashboard, her eyes fixed straight ahead. "This is insane, Tommy," she said through gritted teeth. "We're one patch of black ice away from careening off this damn road." "I know, but it's our only option." He white-knuckled the wheel as they crawled around another blind turn. "Just a few more miles through these high passes. We'll make it." He wasn't sure if he was reassuring Layla or himself more. Static crackled from the radio. "How's it looking up there, T?" Nix asked. Tommy keyed the radio. "Slow going. No room for error with these drop-offs. Take it real easy on the turns." "You got it." They inched along, the only sound the laboring engines and occasional scrape of metal when they hugged the rock face too close. The van's headlights cut feeble swaths through the encroaching mist. Rounding a steep bend, Tommy slammed the brakes. Tires skidded on the icy road as a zombie shambled out in front of them. More ragged silhouettes lurched from the fog. "Damn it, hold on!" Tommy threw the van in reverse, then cranked the wheel, narrowly averting a plunge off the cliffside as they skidded to a stop. The zombies descended toward them. Tommy snatched his bat from the back seat. "Out now. Let's deal with these deadheads before they swarm us." They burst from the vans, outfitted with an array of makeshift melee weapons. Layla, Jimbo, and Mickey fanned out, while Roxy and the others emerged from the Minx van. Layla hefted her tire iron, her eyes darting between the zombies closing in on both sides. "Don't let them surround us. Stay tight." Tommy swung his bat in an arc, crushing the first zombie's skull. Dark blood splattered the snow. More followed behind it, choking the narrow pass. Jimbo smashed his wrench across a zombie's face, knocking it into the mountainside. "There's too many. We're gonna get mobbed." "We can do this. Just stay together." Roxy's machete carved into rubbery flesh. She kicked the zombie back over the cliff edge, its wails fading as it plummeted. Tommy battered zombies back while scanning the slopes. "Up there," he pointed with his bat. "This way, come on." They battled up the incline, weapons ringing off bone. Step by step, they gained elevation until reaching the rocky outcropping. Tommy smashed another zombie off the ledge. Below, the horde clawed at the steep rock face. "We can pick them off from up here," Tommy said, chest heaving. Layla peered over the edge, shoving a heavy rock. "Happy landings, deadheads." The rock dropped down, crushing a zombie's skull. One by one, they bombarded the horde from above, bludgeoning and smashing. Tommy peeked over the ledge, scanning the road below. The zombie bodies lay still, their rotted brains dashed against the asphalt. "All clear," he said. "Let's get back to the vans before more show up." They hurried down the incline, boots crunching on gravel and snow. Rounding the bend, Tommy slowed. At least 24 zombies surrounded the Minx van, pounding and clawing at the metal sides. Tommy's heart seized. Zero was still inside. He sprinted ahead, baseball bat at the ready. The others charged behind him, brandishing their weapons. Tommy crashed into the mob, swinging wildly. His bat caved in the first zombie's head in a spray of dark blood. Another grabbed his jacket. He smashed its hand away and kicked it back as Roxy took it down with her machete. All around, his companions battled the horde. Tire irons crunched bone, machetes slashed rotten flesh. But more zombies emerged from the crags, no doubt drawn by the noise. "There's too many," Jimbo yelled, his wrench glancing off a zombie with a hollow thunk. Tommy bashed his way toward the Minx van. Inside, he could see Zero's terrified face pressed against the window. Mickey and Layla fought back to back. Nix grabbed a zombie in a headlock, wrestling it away from the van's side door. Roxy's blade flashed, lopping off outstretched hands. "I'll draw them off," Spike said. "Then get the vans ready to move." Tommy grabbed his arm. "Like hell you're taking them all on alone." Spike met his stare. "It's called a distraction. Just trust me." He wrenched free and banged on the side of Tommy's van. "Hey, deadheads, over here." He turned to Tommy. "As soon as they start following, get back to the vans." "Good luck, man." Spike danced around, waving his arms. "Hey, you pus bags, look alive, it's snack time." The zombies snarled, their milky eyes fixing on him. Spike backed up the road, beckoning them. Come on, uglies, let's dance. He broke into a run. The horde lurched after him in pursuit. Now, Spike called over his shoulder. I'll circle back, be ready. Tommy and the others piled into the vans. He watched Spike sprint up the road, the horde of zombies shambling after him in mindless pursuit. That crazy son of a bitch, Layla muttered. Mickey craned his neck, tracking Spike's progress. He's really drawing them off. He knows what he's doing. Tommy chewed his lip, hands clenching the wheel as he waited for the signal. The seconds crawled by at an agonizing pace. Come on, come on, he leaned out the window and called to Spike. Get in now. Spike motioned something and kept running. Damn it, Spike. Spike sprinted and wove, guiding the mob further from the vans. As he ran, the road narrowed, the mountain's rocky face looming closer. His boots scrabbling for purchase, Spike half climbed, half hurled himself up onto a ledge. He spun to face the horde below, shouting and waving. The zombies clawed at the wall, snapping their jaws, but the outcropping was out of reach. Spike peered over the ledge, pointing and laughing. More zombies emerged from crevasses in the rocks. Spike leapt down and charged towards the edge of a cliff, the wind tangling his hair. The ground crumbled beneath his feet, but still, he pushed forward, drawing the zombies away. His foot slipped on a patch of ice, sending him tumbling over the edge of the precipice. As he plummeted downward, the zombies followed, their twisted forms disappearing into the void below. Spike! Tommy leapt from the van, but there was nothing he could do. Chapter 48. Tommy stood at the edge of the precipice, gazing down into the endless void where Spike had disappeared. Icy wind whipped at his face. Behind him, Nix paced back and forth, fists clenched. This is on you, Tommy. If you hadn't insisted on taking this damn road. Tommy rounded on him. You think I don't know that? His voice cracked. Every choice I make out here risks lives, but we had no choice. We always have a choice, and you chose wrong. He spat at Tommy's feet. Now Spike's gone because of you. I thought it was safer. Tommy shook his head. Less chance of robbers, more chance of making it through alive. Safer? Nix barked a bitter laugh. Tell that to Spike. Layla stepped between them, hands raised. Stop this. Arguing won't bring Spike back. Nix shoved past her. Stay out of it, Layla. He needs to own up to what he did. Tommy scrubbed a hand down his face. You're right. I messed up. I made a bad call and Spike paid the price. But we can't stay here waiting to join him. Is that your idea of honoring his memory? Nix sneered. Just forget about him and carry on? Of course not, Tommy snapped. But what else can we do, Nix? We're stuck in these mountains, surrounded by death. We have to keep going if we want any chance of survival. That's what Spike died for. Nix scoffed. Keep moving, keep risking lives with your reckless choices. Admit it, Tommy. You've got no clue what you're doing out here. I can't keep following someone I don't trust. He stormed off toward the vans before Tommy had chance to respond. The others shifted uncomfortably, not meeting his eyes. He doesn't mean it, Layla said. He's just lashing out. Tommy wasn't so sure. The hatred in Nix's eyes had been real. Squaring his shoulders, Tommy addressed the group. I know you're shaken by what happened. So am I. But staying here puts us all at risk. We have to keep pushing on while we still have daylight. He caught Jimbo's eye. After a moment, Jimbo stepped forward and squeezed Tommy's shoulder. I still trust you, dude. Nix'll come round. He always does. Let's get back on the road. The others voiced muted agreement and headed for the vans. Only Roxy remained with Tommy. They stood at the edge of the precipice, staring down into the void where Spike had fallen, his broken form bent between two rocks. Behind them, the vans rumbled to life as the group prepared to move on. Never thought I'd be going solo this way, Roxy said. Kim, Dee, now Spike. Her voice caught. I'm the last mink standing. Tommy shook his head fiercely. I won't let anything happen to you, Rox. I promise. Don't make promises you can't keep. Seems like I'm next on the chopping block. Don't say that. She wiped her eyes, voice hardening. But I'll be damned if I go easy. Can't let the deadheads take me too. You won't. We'll make it through this. Roxy managed a sad smile. Wish I had your faith. She brushed a wind-whipped lock of hair from her face, gazing out at the mountains. Tommy saw the tension in her shoulders, the uncertainty behind the brave front. Tommy looked down at his hands. I should have been more careful. Spike's death is on me. You were just doing what you thought was best to keep everyone safe. And I failed him. Tommy's voice broke. If I could trade places with him now, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Roxy placed a hand on his arm. I know you would, but survivor's regret helps no one. That's what he would say. She managed a sad smile. Always did love his cheesy lines. Tommy met her eyes. You don't blame me for his death? It was Spike's choice. He was his own man. Reckless bravado was his way, for better or worse. She blinked back tears. We just have to keep going, for his sake, if nothing else. Tommy gestured vaguely towards Spike's body. What should we do about, you know? Roxy stared for several seconds before drawing her eyes away. He's gone. One of us will get hurt if we try to climb down there. We just need to leave him. Her body shook with sobs. He's gone. She let out a shuddering breath. Tommy, he's gone. Tommy pulled her into a fierce hug. I'm so sorry. She clung to him for a long moment before pulling away. Thank you for trying to protect him. But now you have to lead the living. Tommy dragged a hand down his face. I just don't know if I can, not after this. You're the only one holding us together. They'll follow you if you rebuild the trust. Tommy nodded slowly. I'll do better, I swear it. Roxy squeezed his hand. In her eyes, he saw warmth and understanding that he desperately needed. Tommy held Roxy close, feeling her body trembling against his. For a fleeting moment, it seemed as if the chasm before them had disappeared, and all that existed was this embrace. Then Roxy lifted her face to his, her eyes brimmed with grief and longing that mirrored his own. Slowly, she brought her lips to meet his. Tommy froze, then found himself returning the kiss. The taste of her mouth, the feel of her fingers tangling in his hair, ignited a flame inside him. One hand slid to the small of her back, pulling her tighter. With a gasp, Tommy wrenched himself back. Rox, I can't. Shame flooded through him. What was he doing? Roxy's eyes widened. God, Tommy, I'm so sorry. She took a step away from the precipice, from him. It was a mistake, nothing more. She arched an eyebrow. We should get back. He turned abruptly from the void's edge. The others are waiting. Tommy, wait. He quickened his pace, not looking back. As he wrenched the van door open, Layla glanced over, her brow furrowed. You okay? I'm fine. He slid into the driver's seat and slammed the door. Layla inclined her head. Really? I said I'm fine, Tommy snapped. Layla held up her hands. Okay, I'm just concerned. Tommy stared straight ahead. After a few tense moments, he let out a breath. I'm sorry, but we need to go now. Layla nodded. You're right. Zero's voice crackled over the radio. We're ready to roll when you are. Over. Got it, let's get the hell out of these mountains. He turned the ignition and put the van in gear. As they rumbled forward, Layla glanced at him again. Want me to take over driving for a bit? No, I need to do this. Tommy flexed his grip. I just want to get us all out of here safely. Layla squeezed his shoulder. Up ahead, the winding mountain road stretched onward. After some time, Layla turned to him. I know tensions are high right now, but we'll make it. Tommy managed a nod, keeping his eyes fixed ahead. What happened back there with you and Roxy? A lump formed in Tommy's throat. Nothing. Spike's dead. We were talking, that's all. Just talking, huh? Tommy glared. Just talking. Nothing happened. Okay, so long as you're sure. His jaw tightened. I am. Good to hear, but if you ever do want to talk more about anything, I'm here. Thanks. He cleared his throat. I appreciate it. For now, let's just focus on the road. Layla shrugged. You're the boss. Tommy's lip curled. Yeah, right. To be continued. Please subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. To find out more about John Cronshaw and his work, visit johncronshaw.com. Punks vs. Zombies is copyright John Cronshaw and Wyvern Books Limited. All rights reserved. This is a work of fiction. People, businesses, and places are entirely fictional or used in a fictional way.